You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The government and the Reserve Bank of India will need to show greater vigilance as inflationary pressures may remain elevated in the coming months, the Finance Ministry said on Tuesday. But it added that the recent price spike of certain food items like tomato is expected to be transitory, thanks to new arrivals in the market and various steps, including preemptive ones, taken by the government. The ministry, in its monthly economic report for July, has said that going forward, while domestic consumption and investment demand are expected to continue driving growth, global and regional uncertainties and domestic disruptions may keep inflationary pressures elevated for the coming months, warranting greater vigilance by government and the RBI. Meanwhile, the government on Tuesday promised to procure onion at ₹2,410 per quintal, higher than the prevailing mandi price of ₹2,000 per quintal, as it sought to help farmers hit by the prohibitive 40% export tax on the vegetable. However, onion farmers and traders felt the move would not make any significant difference in the market as the government's ability to procure and store the vegetable is limited. Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Piyush Goyal said that National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India and the Farmers Cooperative NAFED will purchase an additional 0.2 million ton of onion from farmers in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh over the next few weeks as a part of the creation of 0.5 MT of buffer stock. On to banking, Kotak Mahindra Bank is looking at reaching a customer base of 1 lakh for Fine, its holistic digital platform built exclusive for business banking and corporate clients by the end of the current financial year. Shekhar Bhandari, President Global Transaction Banking and New Age Business, KMB, said, quote, Kotak Fine was launched during April 2023. In the first 5 months, we have onboarded 40,000 corporate customers and will be adding another 60,000 by the year end, unquote. It is a one-step digital platform that takes care of all business banking needs of corporate customers, such as account services, trade, collections, account services, loan and payments through all channels, such as mobile, API and web on 24/7 basis. Moving on, Colgate-Palmolive, the country's largest oral care company, proposes to double down on a wider set of fast-moving consumer goods categories as it eyes a presence beyond oral hygiene. The company, best known for its Colgate Strong Teeth, Mac Fresh and Visible White toothpaste, is looking to get some of its international brands into India in hair care, home care and pet care. Prabha Narasimhan, MD and CEO, Colgate-Palmolive India, said in her first media interaction since taking charge a year ago. She said that the company is also talking to legacy companies and direct-to-consumer brands for possible acquisitions in non-oral care. It will also introduce more products under the Palmolive umbrella, the only non-oral care brand currently in its India portfolio. Next up, economy. India is awaiting certain data from Bangladesh that could come any time before both sides resume their discussions on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. A senior official said, quote, we have a bilateral mechanism with Bangladesh. They told us they will share some data with us, and after the data is shared, the talks shall formally resume, unquote. The last meeting between both sides was held in the first week of August. Talks on CEPA between the two countries began informally in 2018. Joint feasibility on the agreement has been carried out after the two countries agreed to explore the free trade agreement. The study confirmed that a trade agreement would provide a sound basis for substantial enhancement of trade and commercial partnership. Amidst the fear of deficient monsoon rains, the government on Tuesday set a 5% higher kharif procurement target of 52.1 million ton for 2023-24 season compared to 49.5 MT purchased in the current season. Kharif procurement contributes around 86% of the total rice purchased from the farmers by Food Corporation of India and state agencies under the minimum support price operation. In the 2022-23 season, FCI have procured more than 56.96 MT of rice till end of July. The rice production in 2022-23 was estimated at a record 135.5 MT. This year's rice procurement drive would be closely monitored given the anticipated decline in production in 2023-24 season because of deficient monsoon rainfall in many parts of eastern India and floods in the many districts of Punjab. Lastly, the stocks that you need to watch out today include TVS Supply Chain, Jio Financial, Marksans Pharma, Manappuram Finance, Glenmark Pharma, among others. TVS Supply Chain will make its Lal Street debut today. Manappuram Finance shares will trade ex-dividend today. The company had announced an interim dividend of Rs. 0.8 per equity share. On the other hand, Marksans Pharma on Tuesday said that the US FDA had approved its cough and cold tablet, guaifenesin. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.